morning. One of the important yesodos in Avodas Hashem is always realizing how important our individual Avodas Hashem is. The Baal Shem Tov writes in his Tzavot, Tzivas HaRivash, one of the greatest tools of the Yetzer Hara is a person to say that have give up Yeyesha, that I'm not important, and that which I accomplish, and that which I contribute to the world is not so important. And that certainly is the most relevant as well in our Avodas Hashem regarding tefillah. As we know, that Yaakov Avinu, when he came to the place where he finally slept after all those years, says, Vayishko Makom Hahu. He arrived in that place. And Chazal tell us that he was matakin tefillas arvis. And Rashi says that Pegiyah is a lashon of tefillah. That when he arrived there, that's a language of tefillah. So the question becomes is, in what way? How is language of Pegiyah a lashon of tefillah? That he arrived there, how is that similar to the idea of tefillah? And the Baal Shem Tov continues to explain that when we think about davening, the goal of tefillah is not just to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have an opportunity to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's even more than that. It's on a deeper level, the opportunity to change oneself, to literally be pogeya, to make an imprint, to make an indentation for a person, to really make an impact on a person's own personal development. As we daven, we become a new person. In a similar vein, Yosef Albo asks in Sefer Ikarim, how is it possible that we can go through Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer, this is what happens to me on Rosh Hashanah, Parnasa, Refuah, whatever it might be in a person's personal life, but then we come the next day and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of those things again in our Rosh Hashanah davening, in our weekday davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, and then all of a sudden I can say, you know what, I want Parnasa and Refuah. We just go there on Rosh Hashanah, exactly those things. The Sefer Ikarim explains that when a person davens and honestly and earnestly, and a person is truly transformative in their own Avodas Hashem, they literally become an Ish Acher. They become a new person. And therefore, if a person understands that their tefillos are pogeya and they change, and they make an imprint in their own personal Avodas Hashem, so then a person really has the ability to grow and to change and to become a new person. And therefore, whatever gzeira, whatever decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared for us on Rosh Hashanah, that was on us here. And then comes the next day, that's us, the next upgrade. You know, it was harder in those days to understand. Because Man Hazeh, it's a little bit easier to understand. And, you know, in light of, you know, we think about our updates on our phones, right? We are constantly updating the processor, constantly updating the phone. So every time I dive in, I'm literally updating myself to the next point where I can become ki'ilu, a new person. And we see that even likewise towards the end of the parsha as well. Is that when, as Leah Davin, Chazal tell us the Gemara and Brachos and Dav Samach, that Leah Davin, that her baby should be a girl in order to make sure that Rachel could have enough, an equal part in the Shvatim. And as we know, Chazal tell us that she Davin because a person can daven up to 40 days post creation of an embryo before the gender is determined, and it should be a girl. But it seems against what we know to be true in terms of science. We know that theory that if there are two X's, and it's a girl, the next Y, it's a boy. So it seems like right away at the time of conception, that should determine what the gender is of the baby. What does that mean? All of a sudden it was determined 40 days in. Well, you understand that in science, really, while that's true, it is koveya from the moment of conception what the baby should be. But up to 40 days, at day 40, 41, in terms of the development of a baby, that's when the outside body parts of a female or a male begin developing. At that point, up until that point, we can continue to daven for that baby. What do we see from here? Well, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set what the standard is, but we can have the ability to literally change to a new person, to a new kind of person through our tefillos. Just like in a fetus, we could change it even up while its core originally goes there up until day 40, 41. But likewise, in terms of understanding our tefillos or our tefillah, like Rav Yosef Albo, of course it was goes there in Rosh Hashanah, but continuously we have the ability to change ourselves and to change the direction of our lives based on our tefillah. And that's perhaps what it means when Yaakov was there, Vayishko Makom Ahu, that he arrived in that place, that lashon of Pegiyah, as lashon of tefillah, because every time we daven, we could continually change ourselves, impact ourselves, to become an Ish Acher. So, Be'ezras Hashem, that as we go through our davening, the davening shouldn't just go through davening, the davening should go through us, and we can really understand and impact how we can change the world, and that we should always remember that our tefillos are so powerful to impact everything, us and everyone around us. Have a wonderful day.